Right on. Welcome to the first game of Berkshire's 81st Annual Invitational Tournament. Tonight's contest will be between the visiting team, the Berkshire Lady Tigers, and the home team, the Knox County Lady Eagles. Starting for the Berkshire Lady Tigers are number 11, junior Stephanie Elsey, number 13, freshman Shelby Salters, number 43, junior Sydney Slavin, number 25, sophomore Shandy March, and number 23, Abby McKim. And starting for the Knox County Lady Eagles are number... I can't tell. They all ran out into a big circle. I think number 34, Lori Peters, will start, as well as number 10, Myra Parrish. No, I'm not for sure after that. They just went into a big huddle, and we can't make anything out of it. It looks like...
number 21, Stacey Leckby. And number 54, Becca Mallett. And number 30, Kathleen Hinkle. Looks like Sydney Slavin will jump for the Tigers.
Hinkle will jump for the Eagles.
The Eagles win the tip. Parrish brings it across half court over to Mallett on the wing. Puts up the two, and it's good.
McKim will get it in for the Tigers. The Salters down in the corner. Back to McKim. McKim at the middle of the court, back court, caught, trapped. She throws it off Knox's foot. They recover the ball and get a put back for 2 points. McKim will inbound the ball again. And
it looks like we have a timeout by Coach Heath Schneider for Berkshire. 4-0, the Knox County advantage.
With 7:35 left on the clock in the first quarter.
Looks like Berkshire.
Abby McKim will pass the ball in for Berkshire.
Hinkle guarding the ball in the press.
She gets it into Elsie over in the corner, who picks her dribble up and gets caught, but gets it.
Looks like they tried
to get it across half court, but it just didn't work.
Peters with the steal and is fouled by number 23, Abby McKim of the Tigers. That'll be her first. Team's first. Parrish into Mallett, dribbling across. Leckby comes up and gets it, runs off the screen, kicks it down low to Peter. She goes up for two, no good. Slavin gets the rebound, but it is knocked out of bounds. It'll be Knox County ball. Mount to throw the ball in. Over to Peters on the low block. And the layup is good.
That was a good inbounds play. McKim will pass the ball in to Elsie in the corner. Elsie one dribble, picks it up, gets trapped, gets to find Shandy March on the sideline. Shandy March now trapped. Bounce passes it to Elsie across half court. And Berkshire has it on their side of the court for the first time in the first quarter. Elsie dribbles down to the corner. Picks her dribble up. Looking for somebody. She can't find anyone. She's looking. And a 5-second call is called. And it'll be Eagle ball.
We have Parrish inbounding to Leckby, who will bring it across the timeline. Over to Mallett on the left wing. Down into Peters. One dribbling up. She got fouled, and it looks like we will be shooting two. Looks like the foul will be on freshman Shelby Salter. Her first, sheer second team foul. Peters up with the first, and the free throw is good. And the second one is good as well. Elsie gets the ball inbound, and it looks like a stolen by Stacey Leckby. Kicks it down, but it's stolen back by Shandy March. There's a roll on the ground, and it looks like it'll be a jump ball, and the possession arrow belongs to Berkshire.
And Abby McKim's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. She tries to find Elsie, but passes it a little too long.
Hinkle steals it, but she travels in the process.
And Brashear will take out of bounds on the west sideline. Abby McKim throwing it in. She gets it in to Stephanie Elsie. Gets it across half court. Elsie dribbles aside. Now back up top of the key. She's going to drive. Does a bounce pass around Becca Mallett, but it's stolen by number 10, Myra Parrish.
Parrish brings it across half court. Kicks it out to the low side to Letby back up top. Parrish for three. No good. Hinkle with rebound. Struggle for the ball, and it looks like Elsie will come out of the pile with it.
She's going to bring it across half court for the Tigers. Moves up the top of the key. Picks her dribble up. She's trying to find somebody. She finds Abby McKim on the elbow. McKim drives in, puts up a shot, but I think they got a piece of it, and Knox kind of comes out with the ball.
Parrish kicks it over to Mallett, who she travels before the shot.
And there'll be a sub coming in for Brashear. Katie Smith will come in for Shandy March.
Looks like Abby McKim will pass the ball in for the Tigers, and freshman Shelby Salter takes one dribble back. Now some more. Dribbling around. Got it across half court to Abby McKim. He kicks it down to Katie Smith. Back to McKim.
Oh.
She's blocked by Lori Peters. Peters. And it looks like there will be a jump ball after the rebound.
Shears
already got one possession, and it looks like it will be Knox County ball.
They had a good opportunity for some 2 or 3-on-2 basketball there, but they just couldn't connect.
Leckby brings it across half over the left wing. Down to Hinkle in the corner. Gives Smith a fake. Up to Mallett. Fakes left. And it looks like we'll have another travel called. Came into Elsie. Back. Never mind. Off Hinkle's leg. Being Brashear ball once again.
Again, we'll pass the ball in for Brashear. She gets into Elsie. Dribbles into the corner. It's stolen away by Stacey Leckaby. And after it's stolen, they will call a foul on Stephanie. They called a foul on Stephanie Elsie. A little bit of confusion there on who the foul was on.
Looks like that'll be Brashear's third. Mallett into Peters. Shot's just long off of the back iron. McKim dribbling across. Picked up by Peters. Looks like some man-to-man defense for Knox County. Over to Elsie on the left wing. Right wing. She dribbles over to the left side. Screened by McKim. Picks up her dribble. Back over to Smith. Gets it up top to Shelby. Pass down to Katie Smith down low. She's blocked by Hinkle. But it looks like we'll have a late foul call. And the foul is called on
54, Becca Mallett.
It'll be her first, Knox County's first as well. Katie Smith shoot two. First shot is up. And
no good.
Just a bit offline. Trying to cut into the 8-0 Knox County lead, and unsuccessfully. Peters with the rebound. Kicks it up to Parrish. Kicks it way down to Leckby, who puts up the two, and it is good. 10-0 Knox County.
Katie Smith gets the ball in to Stephanie Elsie on the backcourt. Elsie driving, trying to figure it. She puts a long pass to Abby McKim, and it's not touched by anyone, and it's going to be out of bounds on Brashear. It'll be Eagle ball. We have some subs in for the Eagles. It
looks like number 11, Hannah Dale, will be coming in for Kathleen Hinkle.
And
it looks like
number
Teddy Osmus came in for Myra Parrish. Osmus dribbling, takes it to the elbow, shot's just long. Fight for the rebound, and it'll be white ball. Dale to inbound it. Can't find anybody, finds Mallett. She takes and travels once again.
She's having a little bit of a trouble with that tonight.
Doesn't look too happy with that.
McKim gets the ball into Elsie. She's in the front court. It's 3-on-2. She drives, doesn't look up, and it gets it off Katie on the opposite side of the lane. Smith picks her dribble up and passes it to Elsie at the top of the. And she drives in and puts up a shot. And She got fouled by Becca Mallett. She'll be going to the line for two. Once again, try to narrow this gap of a 10-0 lead.
We have 3:55 left in the first quarter. 10-0 Knox County.
10-1. Shot away, and it's good. Subs, Hinkle in for Mallett, and March in for Slavin. Let's see if we can make this a 10-2 ball game. Second shot away, and it's good. 10-2. Knox County Eagles. Ooh, that could be bringing it up the court. She passes it to Osmus on the wing. Osmus throws back to the top of the key. Gets to Dale on the opposite wing. Gets it back to Osmus on the wing. Osmus back to Dale, top of the key. She throws it way down deep in the corner to somebody I can't see. She throws it up to... ends up passing to Osmus on the wing. She puts up a two, and it's no good. Rebounded by... it's kind of a jump ball, Dale, and then they're going to call it black ball on the jump ball. And it looks like Abby McKim will re-inbound the ball for Brashear.
Peter's guarding the ball. Knox kind of going to man-to-man pressure now. Over to Shelby Salter, and she can't quite get a hold on it. Looks like it'll be out of bounds on Brashear. Knox County basketball. It looks like we'll have Osmus inbound it. Looking. Down to Hinkle. Over to Peters. Sue throws it away to Shelby.
Shelby Salters brings it up court. She's at the top of the key, looking. She drives in, goes to her knees, keeps the dribble, passes it to McKim on the wing, puts up a shot for two, no good. Rebounded by Hinkle.
Hand off to Stacey Legby, who brings it quickly across the timeline. Out to Hannah Dale, she drives in, no good. Passes it over to Osmus, drives back to low corner, can't get it. Hinkle from the elbow, rolls around, no good. Looks like we have a blocked shot on Hannah Dale. And it looks like Lord Peters will take the ball up after the rebound. Good for two. Trying to get the and one. 3 points the old-fashioned way. Looks like we'll have a Brashear substitution. And it will be number 43, Sydney Slavin, entering the game for Abby McKim. That was... fouls on Katie Smith. It'll be her first, team's fourth. Peters with the free throw. And the shot is good.
Shandy Marsh tries to get the ball in for Brashear. She finds Shelby Salters in the corner. Salters up the court to Elsie. Gets it across the timeline. Elsie's driving for layup, but gets stopped. She passes it to Sydney Slavin over in the corner. Slavin looking. She finds Elsie out on the wing. Elsie's standing on the wing. She finds Katie Smith down in the corner. Smith looking. She passes. Tries to pass it to Sydney Slavin. It's stolen away by Knox County.
Fight for the ball, and it looks like Legby comes out. Dribbling. Over to Dale, puts up a nice little head fake. Down to Peters, up to Hinkle on the elbow. It's good for two.
Smith gets the ball in to Stephanie Elsie, passes it across half court. Shelby Salters, who's driving. She passes it across the lane. City Smith puts up a shot for two, and it's good. Score 15-4, Knox County.
Legby brings the ball down. Kicks it over to Osmus. Down to Peters. He can't get a hold on it. Loses the ball. Shelby Salter going the other way. Picks it up at half court.
She lets up at the top of the key. Passes it to Stephanie Elsie. Elsie wasn't looking. It's knocked away by Knox County, and Lori Peters gets the steal. In the process of the steal, Shandy March fouls. Lori Peters giving Shandy March her first personal foul, fifth team foul.
And it is a 15-4 Knox County lead with just under 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Katie Osmus will dribble across half. Over to Parrish, down to Peters. Parrish dribbling back across. Up to Dale, back to Parrish, over to Peters, whose shot hits front iron, no good. Sydney Slavin with the rebound.
She gets the ball to Shelby Salter, who's going to bring it up the court for Brashear. Knox County backing off on their man defense. Salter dribbling at the top of the key, passes it off to Abby McKim, who fumbles it. She gets it over to Katie Smith on the opposite wing. She tries to lead Shelby Salters with a bounce pass, and it's too long, and it goes out of bounds.
Just a bit outside.
And it looks like Stephanie Elsie is coming into the game for
Shandy
March. Got some big post players.
Myra Parrish inbounds it to Katie Osmus, picks it up at three-point line. Peters with the fake, drives in, puts the head down, and gets two.
McKim trying to pass the ball in for Brashear. She finds Shelby Salters in the corner in the backcourt. Salters drives around three girls, passes it long to Stephanie Elsie, but it's too long, and it's going to be Knox County ball.
17-4, Knox County leading the Lady Tigers of Brashear. 50 seconds remain. Myra Parrish cross half court. Hannah Dale on the left side. Excuse me, Katie Osmond.
Looks like Parrish puts up a three, no good. Hinkle with the rebound. Triple teamed. Gets it out. Peters on the elbow. Looks like Katie Osmond's three, just long. No good. And it looks like
Abby McKim got the rebound. She turned it around and it hit it off of Osmond's foot. And it looks like we're going to have a sub. Megan Taylor's coming in for Katie Smith. Abby McKim will rebound, inbound the ball for Brashear on the east side of the gym. She gets it to Shelby Salters, who tips it to Megan Taylor at the top of the key. Passes it to Abby McKim on the wing, gets it back to Stephanie Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie drives down to the corner, picks her dribble up. She finds McKim at the top of the elbow, dribbles it back out to the wing. She drives in, puts up a shot. No good, rebounded by Parrish,
who kicks it way ahead to Peters. And the layup is good for two.
McKim's going to pass the ball and inbound the ball for Brashear. She gets to Elsie in the backcourt. Elsie brings it across half court. And that is the end of the first quarter of the first game of the 81st annual Brashear Invitational Tournament. Score 19, Knox County 4, Brashear.
Start the second quarter of action here. Possession error to Knox County. It looks like Peters has it down low. Up to Parrish. Over to Osmus. Over to Dale. Back across to Parrish. Up to Dale. Left wing. Osmus driving. Dale driving. Kicks it out to Parrish. Jumper misses everything. And Elsie gets the ball, but dribbling up the court.
Old Knox County will put the old wolfhounds on Stephanie Elsie. McKim will pass the ball in for Brashear. She gets it to Elsie. He's guarded tight by Osmus. Elsie brings it across the east half of the court. Strings top of the key. Drives in. Picked up her ball on the wing. Passes it to Salters on the elbow. Salters looking. She tries to drive in. Figures out that ain't going to work. She tries to get the ball to McKim at the elbow, but McKim moving too fast. Lost the ball, but she got pushed down and fouled by Dale, and it'll be a Brashear ball on the east sideline here.
Looks like we'll have Mallett coming in for Peters. Knox County has three fouls to Brashear's five.
McKim tries to get it in, but it's stolen away by Osmus, who puts up a nice little layup, making it 21-4. McKim gets the ball in, and it is dog.
Looks like the referee will be calling a foul on the arm on Myra Parrish.
Katie Smith enters the ball game for Abby McKim. She gets it into the backcourt. Stephanie Elsie gets it across to Katie Smith. Smith pushes it down to Taylor, who fumbles it. Stolen away by Knox County's Myra Parrish. Throws it long to Hinkle. Hinkle is going to go for a layup. Get fouled in the process, and she's going to go shoot to two at the line. And the foul was on number 13, Shelby Salter.
That'll be Salter's second foul. It'll be Brashear's 16th foul. Hinkle's first one rattles around and goes home.
And Shandy March has re-entered the game for Megan Taylor.
Eagles' second shot.
Slavin's going to pass the ball in for Brashear, get it to Shelby Salter in the backcourt. She's met at half court by Hannah Dale. She dribbles down to the west elbow, passes it back out to the top of the key to Elsie. Elsie's going to try to drive, but decides that's a bad idea, gets it to Smith on the opposite wing. Smith does a no-look pass to nobody, and the ball will be in Knox County's possession.
Slight mistake there. Looked like Shelby Salter was setting a screen and not looking for the pass. But we'll have Austin dribbling across to Dale. Dribbles down to the corner. Back up top to Dale. Or over to down to Mallett. Back up to Parrish. Up to Austin. He dribbles into the elbow. Stops. Over to Myra Parrish on the left side. Shuffle for the ball. And it looks like we're going to have out of bounds. But who's it on? Looks like it was the last touch by either Bashir's Katie Smith or Shelby Salter, and it'll be Knox County ball. Inbounded to Osmus, who dribbles in, kicks out to Parrish. Over to Dale. Nice pass with the feed to Mallett. Looks like we'll have a foul on the ground.
On Katie Smith. I think that'll be her second, team seventh. Knox
Looks
County
like
will be going to the line for 1-1.
Looks like Brashear will have a substitution. Number 45, Megan Taylor for Sydney Slavin. And
23, Abby McKim for Shandy March.
Two substitutions made for Knox County. Looks like we'll have Stacy Leckby and Lori Peters re-enter the game. Mallett's first. Barely touches the rim. Good for one. Peter second on its way. Back iron. Peters gets the ball. Back out to Mallett. Misses the 15-foot jumper, but Peters gets the rebound. Goes up for two.
And is fouled by number 45, Megan Taylor.
All right, now with 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter of play, it is 24-4 Knox County. Peters nails the first one.
And it looks like Sydney Slavin will be in for Megan Taylor.
That was Megan Taylor's first foul, eighth Brashear foul. Peter's second one on the way. Nothing but net.
McKim will pass the ball in to Salter in the back court. Salter's going to try to bring it across half court.
Looks like Knox County throwing the 1-3-1 on. Trying to go with the trap defense. And the foul's on Katie Osmus. Abby McKim to inbound the ball.
She finds Shelby Salter on the wing. Picks her dribble up. Or no, wait, she didn't have a dribble. She dribbles into the elbow, and she's caught. She's fouled by Katie Osmus with a reach. That's Osmus' second personal foul, 16 foul. McKim on the east sideline. She gets in into Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie's looking. She decides to dribble. Pick her dribble up, pass it to Shelby Salter on the wing. Salter dribbles it to the top of the key. She tries to make a long pass, but it's stolen.
Leckby brings it across. Over to Osmus, down to Mallett. Fakes pass in. Back up to Leckby, who don't know whether it airballed or just caught the backboard, but either way, it will be Brashear's ball after the timeout. Brashear takes the timeout. Looks like Knox County has a 26-4 advantage with 5:23 remaining in the first half of play here in the first game at the weather-delayed Brashear Invitational Tournament.
Looks like it's going to be Brashear ball at the south sideline, or I guess south baseline is what it would be. And Abby McKim is going to pass it in for Brashear.
Let's see, it looks like they're going to try and set up a press breaker, but it looks like Knox County will not come out in the pressure defense. Instead, they will go back to the 1-3-1 half-court trap.
Salters is going to dribble across the half-court line and get it to Elsie on the wing. Elsie looking. She gets it to Salters down the corner, but it's stolen away by Leckaby. Leckaby up the court to Peters. He puts up a layup, and it's good. McKim back into Salters, but she's going to bring it up the court. Passes it across half-court to Elsie on the wing. Elsie's going to dribble to the top of the key. Pick her dribble up. And she's looking.
And frustrated Coach Schneider calls a timeout
to save the possession. Brashear's having a little bit of trouble with this 1-3-1 trap defense. But it's nothing I'm sure they can overcome.
Knox County, a very solid defensive team, I think. Very solid defensively and offensively, as we have seen.
It'll be Brashear ball here on the east sideline. Abby McKim will pass it in. She's going to find Shelby Salters on the east wing. She's going to pass down in the corner to McKim. McKim gets it stolen away by Leckaby. Passes it long to Peters. Peters back to Leckaby at the elbow. Leckaby down in the corner to Daly. Puts up a little dribble move. Short, her shot is, but Peters gets the rebound. She's trying to put up a shot, and she gets fouled on the putback. She'll be going to the line to shoot two, and she was fouled by Brashear's number 13, Shelby Salter. That's her third personal foul, ninth team foul.
Peters' first shot, no good.
And Parrish is back in the ball game for Katie Osmus.
Second shot rolls around and goes home.
And McKim will pass the ball in to Salters in the backcourt. Knox County sticking with their 1-3-1. Salters gets it across half court. And she picks it up in the corner. Passes it through Lethby's leg. Parrish's legs. My mistake. They get it into March. It's locked. Marsh tries to bounce it around one of Knox County's players, and it's knocked out of bounds by one of her own players. It'll be Knox County ball.
Anna Dale inbounds it to Stacy Leckaby. Looks like Knox County calls out the play. Get what they want. Leckaby over to Dale. She's three, no good, just long. McKim with a long rebound. Look behind her. Dogged by Myra Parrish. Kicks it over to... And it's stolen by Becca Mallett. It looks like,
I believe, Shandy March fouled with a reach. Becca Mallett will be going to the line to shoot two, seeing as Brashear now has 10 team fouls. That was Shandy March's second personal foul, but it was the team's 10th team foul. So, as you all know, Knox County will be going to the line for two on every foul. Becca Mallett's first shot's up and away, and it's no good. It rattles around and comes back out. And Brashear has some substitutions. Katie Smith for Shelby Salter and Megan Taylor for Shandy March.
Try and get some fresh new legs in to stem the tide. Mallett's second free throw is good.
McKim
gives Knox the 30-4 advantage.
McKim gets the ball in to Stephanie Elsie, dribbles it across half court. She finds McKim over on the wing. McKim's looking for something. She finds Smith on the elbow. Smith takes the ball down, and it's stolen away by Knox County. It's 2-on-1.
That'd be with the no-look pass. Peters misses it, though. Looks like after Slavin picks up the rebound, we will have a jump ball.
She turned around, and Leckaby was there to grab hold of it. McKim gets the ball in to Stephanie Elsie. He's going to bring it across the timeline again. She's dribbling on top of the key, picks it up, gets to McKim over on the deep wing. McKim looking, trying to decide what she wants to do. She drives into the elbow, passes it to Elsie on the opposite wing. He's going to drive into the block, put up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Parrish.
Parrish dribbling across, long pass to Beckham Allitt. Touch pass over to Lloyd Peters for the left-handed layup.
That was kind of hard to defend. It was 3-on-1 there. Brashear's going to bring across the timeline. Stephanie Elsie will for him anyways. Gets over to McKim on the wing. McKim was trying to decide what she wants to do. She gets it to Smith down in the corner. Smith drives into the block and is met by heavy defense, and it'll be a jump ball. be Knox County possession. And we have some subs. Ashley Watson is in the game now for her first appearance. And Hinkle is back in the game as well.
That be over to Parrish. Back up to Dale. Dale. Over to Leckby. Down to Hinkle. Kicks it down to Becca Mallett for the 18-footer. No good. Looks like Shelby Salter comes out of the scramble with the ball. Goes across half court. Driving. Tight defense by Leckby in the 2-3 zone. Salter picks it up. Kicks it down to Katie Smith. And the ball is knocked away on the pass from Katie to Shelby. And it will be for sure ball.
Sydney Slavin will try to get the ball in for Brashear. She finds Katie Smith over in the corner. Smith with a two-pointer. No good. Rebounded by, well, it was a kind of a fight for a rebound between Hinkle and Salter. And it's going to jump ball. It'll be Brashear ball. Slavin's going to try to get it in again. She's going to find Shandy Marsh down on the blocks. Put up a shot for two. It's no good. Rebounded by Becca Mallett.
Mallett dribbling up the court. Kicks over to Hannah Dale. Over to Meyer Parrish, down in the corner to Stacey Leckby. Ball's batted around on the pass, and it looks like it goes tipped, and Parrish picks it back up across half court. Down to Dale. Over to Hink on the elbow, back out to Dale. All the way across to Leckby, up to Parrish. Back over to Dale, he dribbles back up and sets things back up. Gets to Leckby, down to Mallett for the 15-footer from just outside the elbow. No good. Ball's tipped around. Attempted to throw off a Brashear player. No good. Shelby Salter comes back with it. And the ball is stolen away by Stacey Leckby.
And
open court.
I don't exactly know what she did there, but Salter's ended up on the ground after that whole thing was over.
Stacey Leckby still takes it all the way coast to coast for the lay-in.
Salter gets it across half court, shuffles her feet. Well, she picks up her dribble, and they're going to call travel. It'll be Knox County ball with a minute 20 left on the clock, 34-4 Knox County. Leckby gets it into Dale. Dale's going to bring it to the top of the key, passed over Leckby on the wing. Leckby dribbles it to Dale on the opposite wing, puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Rebounded by, well, it was off Hinkle's shoe, but Dale gets hold of it, passes it back out to the elbow to Leckby, who puts up a shot, rebounded by Watson.
Looks like an extended 2-3 zone for Knox County in the last minute of play here in the first half. Katie Smith with it on the elbow off Meyer Parrish's knee to Becca Mallett. Way ahead to Leckby with another pass to Hinkle to lay in for two on the fast break.
It's good. Slavin gets there into Salter. She's going to dribble across the timeline. Try to pass it to Smith over on the wing. Smith just about didn't get it. She gets it back to Salters at the elbow. Salters drives the block, passes it to Smith in the corner. Smith back into Salters at the block, puts up a shot, didn't even hit the backboard. It was swatted away by Warren Knox County's own. And it'll be Brashear ball with 26 seconds left. Sydney Slavin's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find, I think we missed the cut there, but
Salters, that ball was tipped.
And it's still going to be Brashear ball. Looks like McKim's going to try passing it in for Brashear this time. She gets it to Watson on the wing. Watson gets it back to McKim in the corner. McKim dribbles the wing, and it's knocked away by Hannah Dale. It'll be Brashear ball on the east sideline. McKim passes the ball in. She's going to find Salter at the wing. 15 seconds left. She gets it back to McKim on the corner, who tries to get in and slam it at the block. It's tipped away, and Knox County with the ball. 10 seconds left. Hinkle's dribbling up the court for a layup. Puts it up. Swatted away by Shandy Marsh, but they're going to call a foul. I believe that's her third personal foul.
Looks like that's what it will be. Hinkle will be shooting two with 5.7 remaining and 36-4 Knox County lead. Hinkle's first shot is up.
No good.
Just a bit to the right side.
Just a bit outside.
Hinkle dribbling for a second shot.
Short.
And it looks like she'll miss short. Mallett with a rebound and rolls it over for two. Looks like Shelby Salter will just dribble to end the first half of play with Knox County heading into the locker room with a distinct 38-4 advantage over the host Brashear Lady Tigers in first round action here at the 81st annual Brashear Invitational Tournament.
Let's see. The scoring for Brashear is fairly even across the board with only two players scoring.
We have Stephanie Elsie with her two made free throws to account for the half of Brashear's points, and Sydney Slavin with the lay-in for the other two. And then we have an unofficial total over here for the first half for the Lady Eagles. We have Katie Osmus with two, Stacey Leckby with four. Looks like Kathleen Hinkle has eight, Lori Peters with seven, and Becca Mallett with, that's right, Becca Mallett with six.
That doesn't add up at home, sorry, but we're trying to do this and announce at the same time. It gets a little difficult. Well, Brashear's first half kind of hurt them with fouls. I think the second half, if we do have any troubles, it will probably be in the foul department. That could be a determining factor in the outcome of this game. There are more than one Brashear player with over three fouls going into the half. And they're playing extremely, extremely aggressive tonight. And that could be their demise. But it's all academic right now.
For sure, in the second half, we'll really need to work on
not fouling and scoring points.
We'll need to work on handling Knox County's very quick and defensive-oriented team. And Knox County, every time they get a steal, they are releasing a player back for the easy layup. And so Rashir may have to start sending somebody back with him.
Yeah, those easy layups are really what has widened the gap in this game. I'm not for sure what the grand total of what the
Mr.
grand.
Scudder making an appearance. He's the man who made this
all of this
possible.
Possible through his hard work and dedication to providing you, the fans, with live internet play-by-play and video.
And it looks like I don't have a bracket with me right here, but Knox County boys will also be playing here at the SoCal later this evening, along with the Macon County boys and girls teams.
Oh, for this evening, it looks like Marion County's boys will play Putnam County's JV at 9 o'clock. That'll be the late game. The 6 o'clock game will be Knox County boys versus the Macon County boys. The 7:30 game will be Marion County versus Macon County girls. And, of course, right now you're watching the 4:30 game, which is Knox County versus Brashear. So the next game will be Macon County versus Knox County. Knox County is seeded number 1, which makes Macon County seeded number 8. Like I said, the third game for this evening will be Marion County versus Macon County girls. And the final game will be Marion County, the number 2 seat, versus Putnam JV, the number 7 seat. Tonight there will also be some contests at the Atlanta High School due to the snow delays we've had this week. The 4:30 game, which is being played currently, is the Kirksville JV, and they are playing North Shelby.
That's on the girls' side of things.
Yes, and they are the 4 and 5 seed teams. At 6 o'clock, the Atlanta boys will play the North Shelby boys, and they are the 4 and 5 seed teams as well. Later on, at 7:30, the Novinger girls will play the Atlanta girls, which are the 3 and 6 seed teams. And to finish up tonight, Brashear's own boys will play Novinger's own boys, Brashear being number 3 seed and Novinger being number 6. We'll be back in about 5 minutes with the second half of the first game of the 81st Annual Brashear Invitational Tournament.
And with 1 minute remaining before the start of the second half, we're back to bring you our live broadcast and video. Hello to... Looks like Knox County boys are getting ready to head down here as we start the second half of play. And it looks like Macon County is just rolling in as we begin the second half of play.
Probably a good thing since they're their next game.
Got
Austin
and it looks like
passed the ball around down in the corner to Peters, and it was knocked away by Brashear. With that aggressive defense they're playing. McGinn gets the ball into Stephanie Elsie. He's going to bring it across half court for Brashear. He's met by a trap immediately when she gets it across the top of the key. She passes it to McKim over in the deep wing. McKim looking to see what to do. She passes it to Elsie on the opposite wing. Elsie's looking. She finds Salters down in the deeper wing, or lower wing. Throws it back out to the top of the wing. Passes it to McKim at the elbow. McKim fumbles it. Passes it back to Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie drives in with one dribble. Passes it to Salters. She puts up a shot, and it was blocked by Lori Peters. Lori Peters gets the ball. She drives up the court. Pops out. Gets the ball to Lethby on the wing. Passes over Dale on the opposite wing. Back to Lethby on the same wing. Gets it down in the corner to Peters. Peters drives. Puts up a shot. It's a block. Hits the back of the backboard. Auschwitz recovers the ball. Gets it over Dale on the opposite side of the court. Dale back to Auschwitz on the opposite side of the court. Gets it to Hickel at the top of the key. Lethby at the top of the key. And it's fumbled around. But it ends up Peters having it. Peters tries to drive up and put up a shot. She's fouled. And she'll go to the line for two. The foul is on Brashear's own number 43, Sydney Slavin. It's her first personal foul. First team foul.
That's a foul that Coach Schneider can probably live with.
Peters' first free throw rolls around and in.
Making it 39-4 with 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter.
Second shot just short, and it looks like Abby McKim will come down with a rebound.
She's going to bring it up the court for Brashear. She gets it across half court, met by trap. She finds Shani Marsh at the elbow. Marsh gets it to Elsie at the wing, puts up a shot for three, and it's good! Making the score now 7 for Brashear. That ball had absolutely no spin, but it went in like a dime in a slot machine.
Looks like Dale dribbling over, back up to Lechby, kicks it way over to Osmus, back over to Dale, who dribbles back up to the top of the key. Looks like Knox is in the motion offense, and it looks like an unsuspected pass, and it will be an over and back Brashear ball at the half court line. Knox County playing a pressure 2-3 zone.
McKim gets the ball into Elsie. He's going to pass it back into McKim at the wing. McKim just about loses it, but she recovers. It gets it back to Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie over in the corner to Salters, who drives in. Pops it to McKim at the free throw. Puts up a jumper for two. That's no good. And it's rebounded by Osmus.
Hounded by Abby McKim, but gets faster. Dribbles it up the court over to Hannah Dale, who looks like she might have traveled there. Not caught. Back up to Dale, down to Stacey Lechby, down to Peters, up to Hinkle, back over to Katie Osmus. Three rolls around is no good. Sydney Slavin with a rebound.
She gets it to Stephanie Elsie. He's going to bring it up the court for Brashear. She's met by a trap at half court. She bounces, passes it to Shandy March in the deep wing. March looking to see what to do with it. She gets it to Elsie down in the corner. Elsie, she's looking to see what she wants to do with it. She dribbles twice, picks it up. Gets it to Salters at the top of the key, but it's fumbled, and Hannah Dale steals it. She's going to go for the layup. Bounce pass around. Salters over to Lechby, puts up a layup for two. It's good. And Salters will get the ball back in. Uber Shear to Stephanie Elsie. He's going to try to bring it up the court again. Looks like Knox County's dropping to a 1-3-1 again now. March in the corner. Gets it to Salters at the top of the key. Passes in to Sydney Slavin. Sydney Slavin attempting to bounce it to Abby McKim, cutting towards the ball. It's stolen away by Knox County. But in the process, Abby McKim fouls one of the players, and that's her second personal second team foul.
Yay.
And now Katie Smith is subbing in for Shandy March.
41-7 with 5 minutes left in the third. Knox County leading the Brashear Tigers. Hannah Dale has it on the side. Kicks it over to Lori Peters. Drives in. Kicks it back out to Stacey Leckby. Up top to Osmus. Over to Hannah Dale. Puts up the two. Rattles short. Bounces up and in. Good for two.
Shelby Salter dribbling around at the top of the key. She finds Katie Smith down the block. Smith back out to Elsie on the wing. Elsie thought about shooting it, but decided it was better not to. Gets it over to McKim at the top of the key. Passes it to Salter. Sets up a two-pointer shot. It's slapped away by Hinkle, and it's going to be Brashear ball. Parrish and Mallett are coming back in for Hinkle and Leckaby. McKim's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Sydney Slavin at the block. Slavin with a dribble post move, and she gets fouled in the process by Mallett, and she'll go to the line to shoot two. That's Mallett's.
Looks like it'll be her third
personal foul.
In a short amount of time here in the third quarter. Both teams having some foul troubles.
Slavin's first shot's away and good. We'll see what the second one does.
It's second shot goes in.
Good as well. Looks like Brashear is going to make an offensive run at Knox County this half. Osmus brings the ball across the court, gets it to Peters down in the corner, back to Osmus, top of the key, over to Parrish on the wing. Parrish over to Dale on the opposite wing, up back to Osmus at the top of the key. Osmus drives in the attempt to pass it is fouled by Abby McCann. And it's her third team foul as well. Osmus is going to pass the ball in. She's going to find Parrish at the deep wing. Parrish is going to dribble top of the key. Passes to Osmus on the wing. Gets it to Mallett.
Back down to Mallett. He kicks it back up to Osmus. Up to Dale. Back over to Osmus. Down to Mallett again. Dribbles up. Looking. Can't find anybody. Dale dribbles in. Osmus now drives in. Kicks it out over the top to Parrish, who kicks it to Peters. He drives back up to the top. And the motion is set for Knox County. Looks like they're stalling for some time here. Austin's with the fake out. Dale gets the dribble. Kicks it down to Peters for the 17-footer. Goes in.
And Smith will get the ball in to Elsie. He's going to bring it up the court. She gets it over to Salters on the wing. Salters looking, trying to decide what she wants to do for sure. She finds Stephanie Elsie on the opposite wing. Elsie down to McKim in the corner. Gets it to Sydney Slavin at the block. Sydney Slavin turns around, puts it up. No good. Rebounded by Parrish.
Parrish dribbling up the court, gets way ahead to Hannah Dale, who dribbles back across. Abby McKim about picks up her fourth foul. Myra Parrish has it, kicks it over to Katie Osmus. Fakes left, goes right to Lori Peters. No look pass down into Becca Mallett, but the ball is stripped by Katie Smith. Kicks it out to Shelby Salter, who dribbles it across half court and is looking to set up the offense.
Salter gets it down to McKim in the corner. McKim looking for a lob pass, doesn't see it, gets it to Elsie, top of the key. Elsie over to Salters on the wing. He dribbles it back to the top of the key. Salters to Elsie on the wing. Elsie, deep wing, dribbles in, picks it up, gets it over to McKim on the opposite wing, gets it down to Salters at the block. Salters dribbles back out of the corner, passes it to McKim at the wing. McKim cross the court to Smith on the opposite wing. McKim cutting across. Smith tries to hit her. Ball ends up in the corner. Gets it back to Elsie on the wing. Elsie is looking. She gets it to Smith down in the corner. Smith does a little fake. Dribbles in and it's knocked away. But Brashear recovers it. Gets it to Salters at the top of the key. Down to Smith in the corner. Smith passes it in to Slavin at the block.
Jump
and in
ball.
In the process, there's a jump ball called. And
it will stay with Brashear. 45-9 the score. Knox County with the lead.
And Shani March and Megan Taylor are now in the game for Abby McKim and Sydney Slavin. Brashear gets the ball in, and it's knocked away by Knox County. With Brashear ball, Shani March will be throwing the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Stephanie Elsie as a safety valve. Elsie drives into the elbow, drives down to the block, realizes there's nothing there, drives back to the elbow. Gets it to Smith at the free throw line. Smith with a two-point attempt, no good, rebounded by Lori Peters.
Peters dribbling up across half court, looking. She's going to kick it out to Becca Mallett. 15.
And Smith will get the ball into Elsie. He's going to bring it up the court for Brashear. Elsie gets it across half court. Dribbles over to the wing, looking for what to do. She can't figure it out, and it's knocked away by Hannah Dale. It's knocked out of bounds in the process, though, and it'll be a Brashear ball.
Looks like we'll have a couple of substitutions. We'll have Leckby and Hinkle in for Osmus and Dale.
Smith gets the ball into Elsie at the top of the key. Elsie's looking, trying to decide what she wants to do for sure. And she's going to drive to the wing, drive down to the corner, pick her dribble up at the wing, get Smith in the corner. Smith looking to see what to do. She drives out to the wing as well, takes it up, gets it to Lori Peters.
Takes it across with the spin move from the left side and gets the layup in.
Smith will get the ball in to Elsie. Elsie's going to try to bring it across half court for Brashear here. She gets it across half court. And she gets it to March on the wing. March looking. She finds Stephanie Elsie in the wing. She gives it to her. Elsie's going to drive to the lane. Pass it to March at the block. March puts up a shot. It's no good. Stephanie Elsie comes out with the ball, gets it to Shelby Salter on the wing. Salter's looking, trying to decide what she wants to do. Gets it to Elsie down in the corner. Elsie trying to decide what she wants to do. She dribbles up to the elbow. Now down to the block on the opposite side. Puts up a little hook shot, and it's good. Leckby gets it into Parrish. Back to Leckby. Leckby's going to bring it up the court with 10 seconds remaining. Leckby gets it to Porter down on the corner. She drives in, tries to pass it back out, and it's a jump ball, and it's going to be Knox County ball with 5-4 remaining. And it looks like McKim is going to come in for Smith on the Brashear end of things.
Looks like Mallet will inbound the ball for Knox County. Lob into Peters. Fake, dribble around. Get it out to Leckby. Three, and the three is good as time expires here in the third quarter of action. With Knox County heading into the home stretch with a comfortable 52-11 lead. And it looks like we will have a continuous clock as defined by the Missouri State High School Sports Association. If a team has a 30-point lead on another, then the fourth quarter will be continuous.
Mercer's kind of came alive in this third quarter. They outscored their entire first half score by, let's see here.
Seven.
Is 7 points. They outscored themselves by three in the third quarter alone.
They've started holding Knox County a little bit on the offensive end as well, limiting them to only 13 points this quarter. Much better than the previous half.
This Knox County ball team is a pretty salty ball team. Looks like it's going to be Brashear ball at the end of the, or at the beginning of the fourth quarter. McKim will get the ball into Elsie. Elsie's going to bring it across half court. Knox County with a man defense. Elsie bounce passes it to McKim down in the corner. McKim fumbles it, recovers it, gets it to Elsie on the wing. Elsie finds, she's looking, she takes a dribble, picks it up, gives it to Shelby Salter at the top of the key. Salter drives in, fumbles it again, recovers it. Elsie puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Rebound to Becca Mallett. Mallett's going to bring the ball up the court and get it to Osmus on the wing. Osmus.
Kick it back up to Leckby, who goes to the left side to Hannah Dale. Looks in. Can't find anybody. Back up to Leckby. Down to Mallett for 15. Shot goes home.
And McKim will get the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Elsie in the back court. Elsie's bringing it up the court. She's looking. She's looking to see what to do. She's a dribbling at the top of the key. She's a finding Salter on the wing, or on the elbow, I mean. Salter drives, gives it to, passes it back out to Elsie at the wing. Elsie driving down the corner, back up to the wing, gets down the block to Shani March. It's knocked away by Hinkle, and it'll be Brashear ball under their basket. Cindy Slavin is coming in for Brashear, for Shani March, and Brashear's Coach Schneider is going to call a timeout.
Looks like it'll be a full called by Brashear. Knox County, the number two seed, will come back out of the timeout and it will be 54-11 with them in the lead. The winner of 6:48 remaining in this first basketball game here at the tournament. The winner of this evening's game will play tomorrow evening at 7:30, and the loser shall play tomorrow at 4:30. Abby McKim's going to pass the ball in for Brashear. She's going to find Stephanie Elsie in the corner. Elsie dribbles up to the wing. Now to the top of the key. Now back to the wing. Now back to the top of the key. She's going to drive in. Pick her dribble up. And she's going to look and find Salter on the wing. Salter standing there. Finds Megan Taylor cutting across the lane. Puts up a shot. It's no good. Rebounded by Hinkle.
Hinkle gets it to Malley, who dribbles. Passes it across time to Osmus, who goes in. Kicks back out to Leckby. All the way across court to Hannah Dale, who puts up the long two, no good. And it looks like Mallet got it. And looks like she will be called with the over the back.
And that'll be her fourth.
And it looks like coming with her will be Lori Peters, as well as Myra Parrish for Kathleen Hinkle.
Stephanie Elsie gets the ball across half court. It's knocked away by Knox County, but Brashear recovers. Shelby Salters puts up a long pass, and it goes out of bounds. It's too long. It's going to be Knox County ball.
Knox County dribbles it across. Looks like Peters will have it. Over to Dale. All the way across to Leckby for three. Rolls around. Sydney Slavin gets the rebound.
And Stephanie Elsie gets the ball across half court for Brashear. She drives into the elbow, passes it out to McKim in the corner, gets it to Elsie back to the elbow. Gets it to Salter at the opposite wing. Salter to the top of the key. Salter gets it to Elsie on the wing. Elsie looking, dribbles it to the top of the key. Stops at the free throw line, puts up a shot for two, no good. Rebounded by Abby McKim. Abby McKim gets the ball to Elsie at the wing. Elsie looking, gets it to McKim down in the corner. McKim looking, dribbling to the wing. Tries to pass it to Elsie. It's knocked away, but Elsie recovers. Gets it to McKim on the wing. McKim puts up a shot for two, and it's good.
It'll be only the third player on the Michelle roster to score today. Looks like Parrish will have it down low. Kicks it over to Leckby. Cross-court pass to Osmus. Back up top to Dale. Kicks it over to the right wing to Leckby. Drives in, off Peter's hands. Osmus gets it. Back up top to Dale, and it looks like Knox County will go into stall mode. Never mind. Puts up the long shot that is no good. Doesn't hit anything but the backboard by Leckby. Looks like creamed off the backboard. Hit off Katie Osmus, and it looks like it will now be Brashear ball.
Brashear ball. Stephanie Elsie gets the ball on for Brashear. She gives it over to Salter in the corner. Salter looking. She finds McKim cutting across the corner. McKim fumbles the ball. She dribbles up to the wing. Passes to Sydney Slavin down on the post. Sydney Slavin puts up a shot. No good. Rebound by Megan Taylor. Puts up a putback. And it's good for two. Leckby gets the ball. She's bringing it up the west side of the court.
Drives in. Kicks over to Dale. Cross court pass to Osmus. Drives in off the screen. Over to Dale. Cross court again. Parrish. Peters from the elbow, no good. Rebound batted around a little bit. Meyer Parrish comes over there on the bucket, goes up for two, and is fouled on the play. It looks like foul will be on 43. Sydney Slavin will be her second. Brashear's fourth with 3:15 and counting down as Parrish puts up her first free throw. Misses. Keep it at 54-15. A couple subs. We will have Shandy March in, as well as Kathleen Hinkle and Becca Mallett for various Lady Tiger and Lady Eagle players. Parrish with their second shot. And nothing but net.
McKim gets the ball on a Salter, who's going to bring the ball up the court for Brashear. Salter dribbles top of the key. She's trying to decide what she wants to do. She's going to drive down to the block. Kicks it off her own foot, and it'll be Knox County ball.
Parrish into Dale, who looks up at the shot clock. Kicks it out to Mallet. Down to Peters, up to Dale, over to Parrish.
Puts up the three ball, no good. Gets her own rebound.
Knocked away by Brashear, and Megan Taylor comes up with the ball. She gets it to McKim. McKim driving up the court. She's going to be hounded by Hinkle. She dribbles it off of Hannadale's foot and goes out of bounds. Katie, or Ashley Watson, that is rather, is entering the game for Abby McKim. And she's going to inbound the ball for Brashear. Slaps the ball.
Looks like we had
a false start.
Early jump there.
And this time it's for real. She gets the ball into Katie Stewart, but or Katie Smith. Stolen away by Myra Parrish. She passes it along to Peters. Peters gets in to...
Tipped away by Shelby Salter, but not kind of recovers. Parrish with the ball to Peters. 17-footer, short. And it looks like...
Becca Mallett
is going
to
will
the game.
Leave the game with a minute 30 and counting down. As that is her fifth foul. Team's third.
And Brashear's own Mary Coy is going to enter the game for Shelby Salter. And looks like Stacy Lickby is going to enter the game, as well as Katie Osmus.
Looks like Becca Mallett fouled out with 10 Lady Eagle points. Watson with the ball. She puts up the long three. Barely misses.
Rebounded by Coy. Gets that Smith on the wing. Puts up a two. It's no good. And Hinkle had the rebound, but it was knocked away by Brashear. Knocks Kank Mill with it, though. They get it to Dale down on the wing. Over to Paris. Or, no, wait. Left to be on the other wing. Puts up a shot for two. It's no good. Hinkle tries to rebound it. Knocks down Watson. Process. Hit Dale on the other wing for two. It's good.
And a long two for Dale.
Smith into Watson. Back to Smith. Smith's going to bring it up the court for Brashear. She gets it across the timeline with 30 seconds remaining. Gets over to Marsh on the wing. Marsh looking. Dribble, 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 dribble. She tries to get it into Mary Coy at the block. It's fumbled, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Knox County ball.
15 seconds remaining here in the first game. 57-15, Knox County. It looks like they're still trying to score. Pushing the ball, and the coach says, no, let's call off the dogs, and it looks like this is how the game will end. Final
Five,
score.
4-3-2-1, and that's the ball game.
Looks like final score, Brashear, 57, Knox.
Vice versa there.
Vice versa.
Knox
Brashear
County,
15. The number two seeded Knox County Lady Eagles, 57.
Knox County with gleeful looks on their faces, and Brashear with a little less glee.
Looks like our next game will start here in about
10 minutes
on the dot. And it will be between the number one seed, Knox County Eagles,
versus the number eight seed, Macon County Raiders. Knox County is a very aggressive ball team, and I'm sure there'll be a lot of points scored. They're running out now doing the old-fashioned tip drill. And Macon County is getting ready to appear, I think. Yes, yes.
Looks like they're
coming
out of the locker room.
They're coming out of the locker room.
Only three, four players. Looks like they're a little short-handed right now. And we have the rest.
We have managers and
some coaches, some fans.
Oh, and there's
a
fifth player.
Oh, see two more?
No, just one.
Oh, just one. Looks like they only have five.
Macon County Raiders trot onto the court, ready to play. Some old b-ball. They're doing the old rim-touching game. Some of them. And now they're going to go in for a second shot at the backboard. They must be careful not to touch the rim because that is an automatic technical. And now it looks like they're going to go in for some other drills. Well, I'm going to turn my microphone over to one of Brashear's other announcers, Samuel James Smith.
We'll regain connection here in about 5 minutes. We'll catch you later.
the Knox County, Macon County, game is about ready to start. They're announcing starters as we speak. Starting for Macon County, number 11, Tommy Moore. Number 21, Grant Gall. Number 24, Aaron Maddox. Number 32, Wade Burster. And number 33, Chris Fernald. Starting for the Eagles, number 3, Keenan Gillespie. Number 10, Tristan Longberger. Number 20, Lance McMahon. Number 23, Joe Rice. Number 35, Cameron Kermsey. It'll be Rice jumping for Knox and Christopher Nolte for Macon County. Rice gets the tip. He gets it to Kermsey, but he travels. So it'll start out Macon County's ball. Grant Gall will pass it in to number 24, Maddox. Back to Gall, almost loses it to Burtsett. He'll try and drive, layup, no good from the right-hand side. McMahon with the rebound, and he gets it to Longberger. Longberger to Gillespie. To Kermsey, to Gillespie, to Longberger, man, left wing. Back out to Longberger, top of the key, over to Gillespie, right wing for three. No good. Rebound, Marion County, number 24, Maddox. Maddox will try and bring it up court. And crosses the timeline and gets it to number 11, Moore. Back to 32, Burtsett. Back to Moore, to Nolte. Nolte gets it to Gall. Gall loses it to Longberger. Longberger almost loses it himself, bringing it up the timeline. Across the timeline to Gillespie right wing. To Kermsey, back to Gillespie, back to Longberger. Over to Lance McMahon on the left wing. He puts up a shot, and it's blocked by Burtsett. Looks like it'll be Rice. Throwing the ball in for Knox County. Throws it into Gillespie for three off the right wing. Long goal with the rebound. The Moore. To Nolte. Up ahead to Burtsett. They've crossed the timeline. Burtsett drives in for the left-hand layup, but a stop by Rice. Out to Moore. Over to Maddox for three off the right wing. No good. Rebounded by Joe Rice. But they're on the floor for it. And it looks like it'll be Macon County's ball. The score is still 0-0. Goal to inbound for Macon County into Maddox. To Moore, elbow shot, no good, rebounded by Kenny Gillespie, he'll take it from coast to coast and is fouled, so score still remains at zeros.